Time now for your letters. We heard from several of you about our story yesterday on members of the military who've suffered traumatic brain injuries, or TBIs. NPR, along with ProPublica, reported that the military's insurance system refuses to pay for comprehensive rehabilitation, treatment that even the Pentagon's medical advisors recommend.
Susan Kafer of Costa Mesa, California, calls TBIs the Agent Orange issue of this war. And she writes, "I congratulate NPR and Daniel Zwerdling on this investigation. I'm a physical therapist and have been very upset. First at the Pentagon's denial there was a problem and labeling them bad soldiers, and then refusing to adequately help them to get the treatment they need."
We also heard from Paul Sueno of Palo Alto, California. He's a doctor who studies brain injury rehabilitation, and he writes this. "I applaud All Things Considered and the rest of NPR for shedding a light on this disability, but I ask that you not make it seem so despondent. Programs currently exist for the cognitive rehabilitation of our wounded warriors. Instead of highlighting the potential inadequacies of one institution among many, we could better tackle the problem by expanding on working models." And he continues, "Though their situation is grim, many of the wounded warriors I have discharged have found peace with their circumstances and injuries while continuing to make gains once they leave. Whether they return to active duty or go home, many have become functional members of our society. There is yet hope for those that serve our country."
On to lighter matters. Last week, we called up Mayor Charles McLaurin of Eastover, North Carolina. For this New Year's Eve, he's created a special item to drop, just like they dropped the ball in Times Square. This is how he described it.
"Well, it's a combination of plywood and foam, that spray foam, wire, and had a little bit of help from a lady that did some sewing for me. She wrapped it with some fabric she had, latex paint, and plywood legs."
What was he making? A giant flea.
That's right. The mayor decided to make a flea to celebrate the rich history of his town. Back in the 1800s, many of Eastover's churches were notoriously flea-infested.
We tell you this because of an email from John Hastings of Chicago. He joined in the mayor's effort to find a name for the flea, and his suggestion is...
Fleas Navidad.
Thank you, John. And please keep your comments, critiques, and suggestions for flea names coming. You can write us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.